Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Big government versus small government, whether our government is responsible to higher authorities or whether the government is the ultimate authority. And some of these ideas, depending upon which way you view government, ultimately manifest itself into the government nanny state. One of the ways is this exceptional rise in minimum wage or the government intrusion into our individual liberties on a daily basis. We're going to be talking about it today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber. Matt, to start this off with regards to this whole big government concept that's being pushed by radicals to displace the concept of what our founders understood government to be, and government was of the people, by the people, and for the people, and government was to have one purpose, and that was to respect those pre-existing, God-ordained liberties of life, liberty, and prosperity, and the liberties that come from God. Those are the limited roles of government. But now people are wanting to have more of a Marxist, communist kinds of understanding of government. It's not new, but it is now becoming even more in vogue, particularly in some of the more liberal parts of our country. And one of those areas of manifestation is this exceptional rise in minimum wage. And although it might sound good, what it ultimately does is create less jobs rather than more jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen it happening in Washington State, for instance, in Seattle, Matt, where they mandated that the minimum wage now must be $15 an hour, government instituted. Now, you know, why stop there? I mean, if $15 an hour, why not $20 an hour? I mean, how about $70,000 a year? Isn't that, I mean, that's a better living wage. Well, the reality is that minimum wage jobs are the jobs by which young people typically learn the importance of hard work and saving, and it's a stepping stone to higher paying jobs as people kind of establish a work history and so forth. Well, the radical socialism says no, you know, individual liberties must go, the free market must go. We're going to mandate $15 minimum wage. Well, what's happening? Small businesses throughout Seattle, restaurants and so forth, even a number of restaurants that supported this idea, are having to close their doors because they can no longer pay their employees what the minimum wage requires, so they have to let employees go. Well, now suddenly they have a shortage of employees. They can't even operate their business, and so it's having the effect of costing people jobs, putting more people into the unemployment lines, and shutting down small businesses around the country.
Yeah, this one owner of a small business sandwich shop says that he actually voted for this rise in minimum wage, and of course it has this progression increase over the next few years. And now he says he's not going to be able to afford his employees. He didn't realize the impact that it's going to have on his own business. Not quite sure, as a small business owner, why you wouldn't understand the impact that it's going to have. But there's only so much money coming in, and there's only so much money that can obviously go out. And when you spend it all on salaries, you're not going to have anything to pay the lights, pay the rent, pay the equipment, pay the vendors that you need to have. So here, you don't just simply mandate from on high that you're going to divine this particular job for across the board requires X amount of money, and we're going to create a, quote, living wage, close quote, and impose that like a cookie cutter over all the jobs. What ultimately happens is there's only so much revenue, and you just simply are going to have government result in less jobs, less opportunities. You're just going to have people replaced by machines at some point in time because the people are just too darn expensive.
Yeah, the collectivist left, Matt, has never been too good with numbers. You know, you think about Obamacare, for instance. We know when you crunch the numbers that it's unsustainable. It will not work. Socialized medicine does not work. Socialism does not work. It has never worked. It doesn't work. And they say, oh, well, we just need to try it this way this time, and it will work. No, it destroys economies. It brings down governments. It creates absolute chaos. And part of this is chaos. It's intentional chaos. It's a chaos theory. They create this chaos and so that the big government can come in to fix it, and then that keeps the politicians, the career politicians, in business. But this is simple math, Matt. If you have 10 people, if it takes 10 people to operate your business, you have just enough money after all your overhead to pay each of these individuals $7 each or $8, say that's the minimum wage. Suddenly the government says, nope, you have to pay them $15 each. Well, you have to let 5 of those people go. What takes 10 to run the business, you can no longer run the business. You close the doors. All 10 people are now unemployed. That's how this works.
Yeah, and you can try to pass it on to the consumer, but the consumer says, I can't afford that sandwich anymore. I can't afford that drink anymore, that cup of coffee, because it's just too expensive. I'm going to have to do something different. And therefore, they're not going to patronize the store because they only have a certain amount of income as well. You know, we ought to let this up to the free market. What ultimately happens is it's not just in the economic issues, but it's also in the other entitlement programs. When the government comes in and creates this entitlement program, and then we have poverty that comes from that, we have people who are career welfare recipients that comes from that, we have crime-ridden neighborhoods that arise from these government-sponsored places where people are not owners, people are just simply given things and not working for them. You ultimately have neighborhoods deteriorate, you had families deteriorate. There's no reason for marriage to continue because the government will just simply reward you for having children, even though you don't have a father. In fact, if you had a father in the home, you would stop getting the money. So you just continue to perpetuate this dependency upon government. And consequently, there's less opportunity. And you have crime, and you have things like you see in Baltimore and some of these other cities where the infrastructure just deteriorates and the crime rate goes up. Then they want to come up with more government programs. It just simply doesn't work.
Yeah, Matt, you're describing all of these areas, you know, Ferguson and Baltimore, you think of Detroit. All of these areas, what's the common denominator here? It's where liberals have been in control and people pushing socialism have been in control for decades. They fall to pieces. The family falls to pieces, which is by design, and the infrastructure falls to pieces. The economy falls to pieces. And Matt, you know, small businesses with this mandated $15 minimum wage idea, small businesses take the hit. They have to close up shop. Those people are now unemployed. But big corporations, you think of McDonald's, for instance, what's their reaction to this? Well, they're replacing their minimum wage employees with kiosks. They're using technology now to replace, to account for the new increased mandate of payment. So they're saying, no, we can't afford, we're not going to pay minimum wage employees anymore. We're going to let half of the staff at this local McDonald's go, and we're going to have kiosks for people to order their food. And so that's a lot of big corporations are using technology to blunt the absorb the blow from this government mandated increase in minimum wage.
If we got back to the idea that government is limited, has limited authority, limited purpose, as the founders ultimately understood, and that God is ultimately above all things, and that government's purpose is to protect our pre-existing God-ordained liberties, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, then a lot of this would ultimately change itself and upright itself. There's a lot in human ingenuity. We need to unleash it, not crush it by big government. More information, you can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, lc.org. Also, libertycouncil.com is another website. And one of the online programs that we've just recently released is part of our New Revolution Institute program. And it focuses on the purpose and role of government, and also a second component, what is and why is it important to have a biblical worldview? And then the third component is citizen activism. You can order that by calling 800-671-1776. It's an online, interactive, educational source, and it addresses the purpose and role of government. If someone were to ask you, what is the purpose and role of government, would you know the answer to it? Well, all of the educational material is right there online. You can go at your own pace. There's testing available and a certificate that's available when you complete the course. I encourage you to ask for the New Revolution Institute new module on the purpose and role of government. Go to lc.org or call us today toll free.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.